Film Festival is just around the corner. As usual, it's going to bring a whole bunch of stars to our shores. Well, hopefully anyway. In the past years, they brought Al Pacino, Julie Andrews, Russell Crowe. And this year, is it Richard Gere? Well, Grainne Humphreys is here in front of me, the festival director, and she's here now to fill us in on every bit of detail. Richard Gere coming to the...
He is coming, Dave. I know you've been waiting most of your life for this moment, so finally he's here.
I actually interviewed him once. Very nice guy. For that movie he made in... oh my God, I've forgotten the name of the movie. Isn't that terrible? He made it in Tibet or somewhere. I was amazed because he's very much into all that.
The red something, is it?
Red, yes! Red square or something.
Red square, there
That's
you go.
Right,
where he ran
square.
Across the building.
That's
the
right, he ran across the rooftops. Very good,
Grainne.
Very nice man. Richard Gere, and I saw him recently in something. Arbitrage
is fantastic.
Yeah, it's quite good, actually.
With Susan Sarandon.
When he was up on the stage to make that speech, and you say, what's he going to say? What's going to happen? Anyway, listen, let's get around now. Grainne, the Dublin Film Festival, it's been running now for how many years?
This will be its 14th year.
14th year, yep. Okay, fair enough.
And it's now the Audi Dublin International Film Festival. It was the Jemison Dublin that's International right. Film Festival. So that's
so you get
been
a free
one
car?
Of the changes. Well, I'm waiting for my car. I'm sure it's probably outside, actually, that they're right, going to deliver
exactly.
it soon.
With a full driver. Okay, the start planning for this, it never goes unplanned. Is there any month when you're not doing anything about it?
Well, in a way, I always think that there's a roll-on element to it because you're sort of asking people to come and they say that they can't come but they'd love to come the following year. So as a certain number of our guests, we've been asking for a couple of years. I mean, Angela Lansbury's coming this year, and I know that she was actually unable to come last year because she was working. She was in Australia doing Driving Miss Daisy. So in that case, you know, there is an element where it's a sort of roll-on. But the other side of it is obviously all the new Irish films are new, brand new, spanking new, a lot of world premieres of those films. And the rest of the kind of guests and films, I'd probably start planning from about May, June. Yeah. So it's a combination. You try to balance, as I said, the international programme first, and then, as I said, as you wait for the Irish films to get finished.
And how do you choose the movies?
Hard question. I mean, in some ways it's about compression. I mean, I'm sure you do the same, where you actually have lots and lots of films and you actually just pick the best. So I see about 1,200 a year.
No, I'll just watch anything. You wouldn't believe the nonsense I watch.
No, but when you're picking a playlist, for instance, you'll actually sort of condense down and there'll be a rationale as to where
you just bring in a bunch of albums and throw them on.
Stop it. There's an art.
Stick the needle in the groove.
There's an art to this. I see about 1,200 films, so you condense that down to about 120. So you're basically condensing. But also balance is really important. I mean, you're trying to bring the best from, say, France or from Italy or from South
America.
Oh,
balance in terms of country more than necessarily balance in terms of genre.
Well, and both, actually. I mean, I'm very aware that, for instance, Korean cinema is fantastic in terms of genre, but you might actually find that sort of, you know, French melodramas, there's a number of films, for instance, from Belgium this year, which nearly sort of, you know, as I said, nearly caught me unawares. I went, hold on, we have 3-4 films, and they're quite dark, they're quite black comic films. And again, that's something that sort of like just percolates up. And in a way, sometimes you don't know the themes until you're nearly finished. You know, you suddenly spot these unconscious, sort of links across the programme. Sometimes it's mother-daughter, sometimes it's about journeys.
Oh, yeah.
And that pops up, as I said, usually when you get to the catalogue stage and you go, God, I had no idea. And equally, sometimes it's actors that pop up. I mean, we're all very aware of you know, how there can be a Gleeson in so many new Irish films. But equally, there's like lots and lots of Irish actors that are appearing in more than one or two films.
Actually, somebody tell me, is Donal in half the movies that have been nominated for Best Movie or something?
I think that's the stat.
He's in everything.
Which is fantastic, actually. Yeah. And I mean, he's so good and completely different. I mean, I think he actually deserves nominations more than some of the others, to be honest.
Yeah, in The Revenant, he's great.
In the Star Wars thing,
it's hilarious. He's just like a jackbooting kind of German with his hands behind his back all the time.
But a lot of the people in The Revenant are just acting as, you know, people with beards.
Yeah,
I mean, that's their sole achievement is to grow a beard and it's cold.
Yeah.
You know, whereas I thought Donald Gleeson was fantastic.
He's the only good guy, well, more or less.
Yeah, but he's also conflicted. I genuinely felt something about him. I thought he was fantastic.
But he does the right thing. Anyway, so like premieres, you mentioned premieres.
We're opening with Sing Street.
Okay, but even if I was going to ask, are there any premieres this year, what does it mean to have a premiere? I mean, does that mean it cannot have been...
The thorny premiere thing. When is a premiere not a premiere?
Yeah, like for instance, like I remember a song was kicked out of the Eurovision because it was already a hit in Bulgaria or something and nobody realised it, that kind of thing. So can it be in a previous kind of film festival somewhere?
Well, that happens all the time. For instance, I mean, a lot of the festival screenings that we would have would be Irish premieres. Viva will be the European premiere, which means that it's only been shown in the States.
Does that close the film festival?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, Viva's actually played in Telluride, and it's obviously been in Cuba, and it's obviously been in Korea.
And tell me about Viva.
Viva's Patty Bannock's new film. It's a wonderful film that's set in Havana. A Havana that kind of has, I suppose, two very different sides to it. One is a sort of young boy who wants to become a drag queen, who sort of has this alternate family that is the glamorous divas that go on stage. And then he has a father who he hasn't seen for many, many years, who comes back into his life, a boxer who has a big sort of issue with his sort of circle of friends, and it's kind of this dynamic where Havana looks beautiful with the malecon and the light and those huge cars, and at the same time there's the darkness of the story of a guy who's, you know, past glories are so far behind him that he kind of drinks to forget. Yeah. So it's a beautifully told story written by Mark O'Halloran, from Adam
Absolutely.
And Paul, who pops up in a very small part, but it was very, very unlucky to just literally get cut at the last minute from
Mark
the shortlist.
O'Halloran. Okay, and what do you say? Opening with Sing Street, yeah.
Opening with Sing Street, John Carney's film, which is going to be, as I said, a film that has at least three or four songs that everyone's going to be singing whenever they get the soundtrack out, because I have a feeling there's about four or five of us that have seen the film that keep saying,
"Did you two write a couple of songs for that?"
Did they? I know some comedy, John have written a couple, and then obviously because it's set in 1985, you actually have there's Bando Bally, Duran Duran, everything else is kind of in there. But it's great fun, and I mean,
actually, that's funny with music, because John Carney, when he made the thing, kind of song Save Your Life, what was the title of it eventually? The last movie he made,
something like that.
Begin again. Okay, anyway, with that movie, he was telling me that when he made that, like, and it'd be like, you're talking Mark Ruffalo, and you're talking Keira Knightley, and it was big stuff. And when they were walking down the street together, and they sang sort of little, sort of the American songbook to each other, one or two songs, like, A Kiss Is Just a Kiss, or whatever. And he said, see that last 30 seconds there? That's the whole budget of the movie. The amount of money he had to pay for those songs was a fortune. So, anyway.
So what, he wrote his own for this one?
All right. No, well, in terms of this one, now you're saying Spandau Ballet and all that, they'd be a lot cheaper.
Would they be cheaper than the American songbook?
Absolutely.
I mean, I have to say, there's one song in particular which is literally in my head and I can't get rid of it. And I've seen the film about 2.5 months ago now. And it's really annoying, because it's like when we put it on for opening night, I can see the entire audience will be kind of like, bouncing around in their seats. And
well, then tell me, Sing Street, what is Sing Street about?
Well, Sing Street is obviously a sort of homage or something to John's sort of childhood. It's about a boy who's moved schools. His family sort of can't afford the private school, so he goes to the sort of public school and he gets bullied. And the way that he sort of deals with that outsider status is to form a band, partly to impress the girl in the schoolyard, but also because he has an older brother played by Jack Rayner who has fantastic taste in music and sort of gives him a kind of lead, I suppose, to how he can escape from being alone and solitary and into a kind of world of music.
Okay, so the two Irish movies, opening and closing.
Yeah.
So let's, rather than go through every single one in the middle of all of that, getting the stars to come over, it's a very important part, a very important thing. And to be honest, if you get loads of reviews on page 9 of some newspaper, it's not as good as getting the picture on the front page in the red carpet, and that's just the way it is. So, who do you go to, and how do you go about trying to get a star to come over?
Well, it's actually cumulative. First of all, over the years and years I've been doing this, I now write really charming letters, which is really important, because a lot of people just send a standard one with absolutely no sense of kind of trying to make people want to come to the festival. And the second side of it is we have had lots and lots of guests who've really enjoyed it. They love the audiences, they love the city, they love the fact that it's very small, they can walk around, and they actually in a way act nearly as our advocates. So they'll often actually say to somebody, why don't you go to Dublin, it's great fun, it's a really nice place.
So is there really a thing about selling Dublin? There's always a thing about selling Dublin in terms of the Web Summit. The guys all are, well, great, we don't have to go to any stupid huge big meetings on the 94th floor or anything like that. We're there basically for the crack and the bit of a laugh and the founders bit, where they go out to these pubs and all the restaurants and have a meal, and the rest of it is, yeah, we do all the stuff too, but that's, can you sell Dublin in that way?
Ish. I mean, I think, honestly, in terms of the festival, most people just want to see an audience respond to their film. They want to actually have a good experience. The cinemas that we have are really good, and Irish audiences, Dave, this, they ask good questions. You don't have that kind of stupid questions that you get about people's clothing that a lot of the time you actually get in other festivals, shall we say, without naming names. But the other thing about it is that it is an audience festival. It's not Cannes, where it's like red carpets, endless photos, and you're literally on a sort of treadmill for the time that you're here. You do get to, meet nice, filmmakers. You do actually get to have a bit of time on your own to maybe see the city. as I said, very good audiences, and there isn't any pressure on you. I think that's the big thing. There's always people saying, you know, it's quite laid back, it's quite casual. Also, we pair up a lot of the filmmakers with Irish filmmakers, so they actually feel like they're being celebrated as an artist. And the kind of bigger guests who've come, you've mentioned some of them, Danny DeVito and Al Pacino, they were here to show films, and that was their primary aim. And they felt, if you know, if they were getting an award or if they were doing a masterclass, that they were doing that within the context of being a filmmaker, not a star, which is
okay. Well, then the importance of a film festival. I mean, there is no day of the year when there isn't a film festival on.
800 in the world.
800. Okay, that answers that. Wow, 800. So therefore, like, there's many days of the year when there's 100 film festivals going on. Okay, what's so important about a film festival? Is it like that? If Spielberg makes a movie for 100 million, he's got to spend another 150 million promoting the movie or whatever it happens to be. Or Weinstein has to take it up and sell the damn thing through all the outlets that he can do that. All the usual stuff. Is film festival thing a whole word, mouth, and the word's getting bigger and the mouth's getting bigger, and it's kind of a cheaper way of doing it in one way?
It is. I mean, one way, I mean, we talked about Revenant earlier, right? I mean, Inarritu, and when he started off with his first film, Amores Perros, that was a film festival film.
Yeah.
You know, he was a Mexican filmmaker whose films would have been shown within festivals or within kind of cultural cinema. But now he's actually making films for Fox. So festivals, I think, are primarily about discovery for both audiences and for sort of film
companies.
I am going
to interrupt you there because the director that you just mentioned, it's possible, I don't know if this has ever happened, I'm sure I'm wrong about this, has a director ever won two back-to-back Oscars?
Because he won for Birdman last year, and he's up for The Revenant. I don't know, actually. Has anyone?
I don't know. Okay, by the way, over 80 films, 27 countries, 40 guests, 11-day celebration of film. Just a couple of other things, too. You mentioned the opening and closing, which is Sing Street and Viva, and they're the Irish ones. Just so those, Richard Gere, who else is coming?
Claudia Cardinale is coming, the legend who was in a lot of Fellini films, and obviously Once Upon a Time in the West, she's coming. Angela Lansbury's coming. Rebecca Miller, the wonderful Rebecca Miller, she's coming with her new film, Maggie's Plan, which is a great film with Greta Gerwig, Julianne Moore and Ethan Hawke.
There's a Neil Jordan 20th anniversary celebration
of Michael Collins, which
Ben
is going to look fantastic.
Ben Wheatley with the J.G. Ballard adaptation, yeah. High Rise, there's loads of stuff. Okay. Family stuff? Is that a new
thing? There is. It's a new thing. New sponsor, new strand, which is fantastic flicks. So we'll have Zootropolis, Kung Fu Panda, two great Danish films for sort of 8 to 10 year olds called Ant Boy and Ant Boy 2. My name is Emily.
That's Kung Fu Panda 3.
Kung Fu Panda 3, yeah.
It's supposed to be very good.
It is great. It's really, really good.
Music and film, is there something special about that in some way?
Jan Kaczmarek, who's the composer who did Finding Neverland, he's coming to do a masterclass. And then there's lots of music films actually through it. There's a great film called B-Movie, which is all about Berlin in the 70s and 80s. So obviously with the Bowie sort of nostalgia, there's been a lot of that particular period.
And what about awards?
The Miles Davis biopic that Don Cheadle has actually made. So
okay, well then, of all the movies that you had to look at, of all the movies that you've now got on the damn thing, is there one that you say, this means so much to me, or you thought it was absolutely brilliant, or you got to go and see this?
Well, they all kind of do.
Oh, mother
of God. I know.
I'm doing a Sophie's Choice here, right?
Sophie's Choice. Do you know what is great fun is Anna Anomalisa, the Charlie Kaufman film.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Grania. Might as well just give all the information, because everybody can find out everything that they need to do by simply going online. So, we're talking the Audi Dublin International Film Festival, the 18th to the 28th of February. It's those 10 or 11 days, and you can check it all out and get tickets at www. Do people still say that?
I still do.
.diff.ie. Now, DIFF means Dublin International Film Festival, okay? So it's DIFF.ie, and everything you need to know, if you haven't been listening properly over the last 25 minutes, is there. Grania Humphreys, well done.
Thanks
very
much.
Good luck. See you.